Before we get to this week's News AF, if this is the type of show that you like, you're going to love all the shows over on the Collider Network on Podcast One. It's the YouTube channel turned podcast super network, which has everything that you need for pop culture. Check out Collider Sports, Jedi Council, One-on-One with Christian Harloff, Movie Trivia, Schmodown, Movie Talk, and much more. Check out the Collider Network every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I am Rob Cicerino back together with the News AF team to talk about all of the week's most interesting news stories here on Valentine's Week 2019 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Oh, yes. Valentine's Day morning here. I know it's a rainy day here in Los Angeles. Very gloomy, but hopefully it is not a metaphor for all of the love happening out there in the world.
Not sexually gloomy.
It's not, well,
could be.
No comment. Okay. Of course, here is the love doctor himself, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I thought you were going to say the late, great Tyson Apostle.
Late, great.
Still here, bro.
Yes. Is that how you would like to be known?
I thought it would be funny. Mm-hmm. That was just a joke that I had in my head for you, not for me.
Yeah, it'd be funny, but then I guess it would be eerie.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, as they'd be like, is Rob a prophet? Tyson did die 82 years and 74 days after his first proclamation of Tyson being dead.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
somebody would tie that in.
Let's not get too bummed out talking about that.
No,
of course.
No, for sure.
So
especially not on Valentine's Day.
Balance it out. Bring in Mr. Positive, Danny Bryson.
Oh, stay pause. Yeah.
It's gloomy and cold outside, but my heart is warm and I'm ready
it's
to share.
Gloomy here too.
Yeah. It's gloomy that's everywhere. Good.
We're all sharing the same cloud cover.
Yeah. Today, this morning, after I dropped Bergen off, I went and grabbed some flowers at the grocery store for my wife. And then when I brought them and she was a little bit disappointed, I was like, come on, at least you're not Liz. Danny would be out skiing if you weren't doing the podcast today.
That's exactly true. I did get invited to go skiing, but I put that on hold.
So does your wife appreciate the podcast because it keeps you at the house and not out on guys trips?
Yes. I did see people, Tyson, yesterday also buying flowers at the grocery store.
Yes.
And it did feel a little sad and kind of forced. Like,
no,
there was a desperation
sure.
in their eyes. What? Like, they all looked like, oh, my gosh, what the hell am I
Yeah, doing? No, that's what it's exactly for. That's how they get you. But I made sure to buy the most expensive flowers that were even available at the grocery store.
And you got a little discount by filling up your car as well at the same time?
No, but then I bought a lotto ticket for us as well. So, fuck you guys. I am going to be rich soon. Just kidding. We're building the News AF compound. And
out in Nevada,
number one thing that we're going to do with that cash.
Yes, the Doomsday
so I did something.
Prepping facility. Yes. Oh, okay. Then hold on. Somebody is dancing behind you.
It's Rachel.
It's Rachel. And is she twerking? What is that? What's happening?
I don't know. But she's got the lotto ticket and the flowers.
Oh, she's dancing. She's celebrating. Rachel, this is a first, I think.
Don't show Liz that because she'll be jealous that Danny forgot Valentine's Day again.
Oh, I didn't forget. I specifically said 2 days ago I wouldn't be buying anything. So don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Let me just ask a quick question. Will anybody on the panel be receiving a Valentine's Day present?
I hope not.
I'm fairly certain Rachel got me something great for Valentine's Day.
I'm pretty sure I've never gotten anything for Valentine's in my entire life.
Rachel is really thoughtful at stuff like that. Like, she always has something for me. Whether or not she does today, I don't care. It wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. But usually she shows up with something. She's like, here, I surprised you. And I'm like, I didn't surprise you.
If my wife buys me something, what she'll be buying is she'll be giving me a gift and then also giving me the curse of guilt. I've got nothing.
The gift
for her.
That keeps on giving.
So
guilt.
She could do it out of spite, like, here, I'll make him feel crappy. Hey, yeah. Danny, here's a gift, a thoughtful gift. And I'll be like, ah, you son of a bitch.
Yes. Okay.
How dare you?
Well, we are back here streaming live for the first time in a couple of weeks that the Celebrity Big Brother schedule was wreaking havoc with the News AF schedule in a lot of different ways, including there being
another
live stream on all of these social media channels during the time we record News AF. So the coast is clear and we are ready to go here for News AF. And we got a lot of Valentine's Day related stories to talk about here at this hour. And why don't we start off with a story about a zoo. A Texas zoo is allowing people to name cockroaches after their exes. And then it's not enough that these people are going to have cockroaches named after them. Then the cockroaches are going to be fed to meerkats. And there's nothing more insulting than being fed to an animal named after the failed live video streaming platform Meerkat.
That's the insult. Yes. It's not that you've been named after a cockroach, but you've been fed to a meerkat.
So Meerkat doesn't exist anymore. You can't even.
Sure, Meerkat is done. You should
dead and defunct.
You should be able to name failed social networks after your exes.
Yeah, yeah. Get an account for them on what was the first Peach? One? The pre-Facebook, pre-Facebook,
Friendster,
MySpace. That's right. There you go, MySpace. You can start an account for your ex on MySpace.
I don't see what this does other than like if I had an ex, and if that ex paid money to name a cockroach after me to feed to a meerkat, A, I would never even know, and B, if I knew, joke's on them, they spent money on that stupid thing.
I would be so excited if I ever found out that. And of course, I've been very lucky in love that I found the love of my life. But
without ever having any exes.
No, I don't even know if any of the women that I ever was, attempting to be romantic with, if any of them would ever care enough.
Yeah.
I would be so flattered if I was like, wow, she cared
They're
enough.
Still thinking
to,
about
you had that much of an impact
about me.
I've been married. How long have you been married now, Rob?
I have been married. This is going to be 9 years this year.
9 years?
Yeah, 2010.
I guess I didn't.
It's easy to remember because I also started Rob as a podcast the same year.
Yes. Which is the thing to remember of 2010.
Yeah. 9 years.
Thank goodness you can tie those two things together.
Yeah, I didn't know you back then because I was going to be offended that I didn't go to your wedding. But then I remembered that we didn't really know each other then.
Not till 2011, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that being said, actually, maybe it might have been the fall of 2010 after the wedding was when we first started talking. But our 10-year anniversary is coming up too, soon, Tyson.
Yes, it really is.
It really is.
And ours is. Our 10-year anniversary is coming up.
Yeah, in 2020.
I guess it would have to be. So when we talked? Heroes versus villains?
I don't even think I talked to you then. I think I talked to you probably the next Survivor season.
The next Survivor season,
So did you guys get each other Valentine's gifts to celebrate this?
Oh, yeah, I got one in my pants here for Rob.
In your pocket?
Danny. Yeah, Danny's the marriage veteran of both of us. Danny,
that's
how long have you been married?
That's crazy to think about because I'm actually terrible at marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So not much of a veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you found a patient woman.
Very patient.
So Danny, if you found out that an ex named a cockroach, call this one Danny, what would your reaction be?
I actually don't picture any exes naming a cockroach. I just imagine general acquaintances naming cockroaches after me. Because
Nick's
I think that the person
after hiding from her in the convenience store.
Well, yeah. I could picture her naming multiple cockroaches.
Most of your friends' wives would do that.
Yes.
Except for Rachel. Rachel loves you, Danny.
Oh, that's good because she understands my antisocialness.
Yeah,
I don't picture any exes, but I do picture acquaintances doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just of like, that Danny, it really bothers me so much. I'll name cockroaches after him
Voodoo dolls. They've got their feet. By the way, this seems like a nice thing. I mean, the meerkats got to eat. how nice is it of them to donate my name to some of its
food?
Yeah,
it's like a charity. It's like feeding one of my favorite animals.
If you wanted to make me upset, you could give a donation to Logan Paul in my name. That would actually make me more upset.
Subscribe to his YouTube channel.
Yeah, subscribe.
Open multiple YouTube accounts and then subscribe all of them to Logan Paul's YouTube channel.
That would be more upsetting.
Oh, I'd be infuriated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This promotion is at the El Paso Zoo. It's called Quit Bugging Me. Now, I don't know if you get to then see the video of, like, the cockroach named Danny being devoured by the meerkat.
Because that would be good, because then you share that on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that actually would be a little bit better than just a name.
What if this was a way to vent yourself, too, instead of self-harm or, like, getting real down on yourself? You could name the cockroach after yourself and then watch that cockroach be destroyed and be like, okay, now I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A therapy.
Yes. Wow. So you would name a cockroach after yourself and then watch that cockroach be eaten by the meerkat.
Destroyed. And then be like, maybe I don't have it so bad.
Wow.
Yeah, at least I'm not a cockroach.
Exactly.
It's
just a theory. I have gone to no school. I have no professional training. I have pretty much all I... Yes.
Okay.
But life isn't always roses and pink orchids from the grocery store.
No.
You know?
No. This promotion was so popular, they had to shut it down. No, they're not taking any more cockroach ex-boyfriends.
Wow.
Or girlfriends, I guess.
How many cockroaches do you think they had? And how
can't be that many.
Get that many cockroaches?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but...
Are all those trucks that we see on the highways filled with cockroaches heading towards El Paso Zoo?
Yeah. I do feel like it's a little different, though. There's like, a woman is there like, oh, my... Call this one Charlie. That's my ex. But then if there's a guy there that's like, my ex is Stephanie. Feed her to the... Like, I feel like that people are probably going to follow that guy a little bit after he leaves the zoo.
Meaning he's serial killer status?
I think that would put him on a watch list for me. I don't know. I hope they're keeping good records. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, there's cameras everywhere nowadays, and that's probably the perfect sting. You think this is a setup by the government?
2019, maybe. I guess we should.
They're finally going to find the Zodiac.
Yeah, but I feel like that this is a good start. Any guys that are writing their ex girlfriend's name on a cockroach to be fed to a meerkat?
Yeah. Okay. Well. Maybe we're onto something here.
Okay. How about this?
Another little tidbit for the sloth terrarium.
Maybe the cockroach thing isn't your thing. And maybe like, okay, that's too harsh. What about this? What about having a rescue cat pee on your ex's name for Valentine's Day? How about that, Danny? Is that something a little more? It's not as dark, right?
Listen to this.
As dark, but is Valentine's Day becoming anti-love?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Slowly being twisted in this modern
world. I didn't even
see
any of these stories in the document when I read all the news stories like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, so it's some late breaking Valentine's news.
This is the theory behind this one here, is the cat pees on the card
or
of
poops.
Whatever. Or, no, I think you got to have pee. You send this cat pee in an envelope to your ex. The ex opens it, smells the cat pee, which then creates some chemical imbalance and turns them into a cat person, destroying all further relationships for the rest of this person's future because they're now become a cat person. That's what happens. Because isn't that what happens?
There's a lot of
like some chemical thing go on with the pheromones in cat pee or some shit.
I did see that there was a study that cat urine was linked to something, but I don't have that article in front of me.
I think it's something to do, like there is some chemical trigger in some humans' brains to either cat pee or something like that, that makes them like love cats even more after that's triggered. So I think that's the play here. So like if I was like, oh, I want to destroy Danny's life, I'll send a cat pee card to him. He'll smell it. He'll become a cat person. No. He won't have time for his family or even for his friends or his wife. He'll fill his house with cats, leave them in the will, just destroying everything.
No, this was the article, again, we did not do the research, just reporting the article that...
we're the messenger.
Yes, this is from IFLScience.com. Biggest study to date finds a link between cat pee and schizophrenia. So you're that you feel like that this is some sort of biological warfare, Tyson.
Oh, for sure, dude. You don't think North Korea is up there storing cat pee in jars? Kim Jong-un's been storing cat pee in jars forever.
He said
and then
he got
his
rid
son
of it, Tyson. Come on.
Oh, he got rid of all of it?
He says
they came in to look for it.
Have it
it's all gone.
It's gone.
Because they were just going to shower the U.S. in cat pee.
Both these stories are just people looking for a way to grab attention on this holiday. Neither they seem a little harebrained. Yeah, exactly. Crumbs and Whiskers Cat Cafe is the name of the place that is doing this promotion.
What is a cat
promotion?
Cafe?
Yeah, I don't know.
You go to eat
I know.
Cats, right?
No, I know what a cat cafe is, but it's not because I've been to one. It's where you have these rescue animals or like kittens or whatever, and so you can go in and have your coffee while petting cats without having to keep cats at your house.
I don't like that.
That's because you're not a cat person yet, Danny. Open the card I just mailed to you. Give it a good old sniff.
Yeah.
You won't be able to get enough of cat cafes.
So you're saying that cat pee is like some sort of like
trigger.
Cat potion, cat love potion
to some
number
people,
nine?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Like a cat has nine lives?
I don't know if I think it's its pee. The pheromones or chemicals in its pee trigger some people to become extra sympathetic towards cats. And that's the theory behind cat ladies. But it doesn't have to be just cat ladies. That's why I say cat people, because
Yes, and I know a lot of our listeners are cat people. So tread lightly, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not anti-cat person.
Led to the
people saying,
love podcasts.
Led to the fall of the Egyptians. They were big cat people, and look what happened to them. Civilization crumbled due to all their cat love, I guess, according to Tyson's theory.
No, I'm not saying that being a cat person is bad, but I'm saying the extra cat love that some people have, where they have like 40 cats in their house, could have been triggered by some chemical happenings in their brain due to them having cats in the first place.
Let me just say this is you get a marker and you get to write your ex's name. Let's look at some of the names that
in
are
a barrel.
In a litter box.
And they use it as a litter box.
And you pay money for this, or this is a free service?
Looks like $5 donation to write your name or the name of your ex.
No. You got to pee on a card that you can send to your ex.
Look, this one person got a first name and last name, Ken Shindy.
Let's find him on Twitter.
Tyler.
Casey Branch.
There's a couple of women's names in there. Is it Anna and Aaron? Aaron with a heart. That's like a mixed message, Danny.
Fabian.
Yeah. Alex, Timmy. Is there a Danny? Jeremiah,
probably.
Ryan. So watch out,
Timmy.
Yeah, your name is getting urinated on by a cat.
Again,
should
I search for some of these full names?
No, because there's probably multiple people. It'd be impossible to locate.
Give me the most
individual
unique name.
I mean, what is the Tyson? Could you give us the person whose name has been written? Can you give us the retelling of that story? They're telling their friends what has happened with this litter box.
So what do you mean? So like
you've just found out you and Rachel, sadly, it didn't work out. And now you and Danny are hanging out, and you're telling us the anecdote of that you heard that Rachel wrote your name in the cat litter box.
I mean, I think you just have to laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
They took the time and spent the money.
Yes.
That's like I won. Now I know I won. That's the problem is that when you break up with a now ex, it's equal. It's almost equal. It depends on who did the breaking up and why. But then whoever does the last like gesture like this has now lost. Like they're thinking in the moment they won.
They're obsessing.
They're obsessing, and you know they're obsessing. And so you're just like, nope. Still on their brain, just like cat piss.
Danny, would you rather have your namesake cockroach be fed to a meerkat or have your name graffitied
cockroach
to the litter box?
Every day of the week. I'm all for the cockroach.
Okay. You're pro cockroach.
I'm pro cockroach.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about maybe a little bit of a happier story.
Yeah.
About a Kickstart, a Kickstarter. We love following all the new inventions mm-hmm. that are being developed. And so this is something that is called LoveSync, and it is being advertised as a sex button. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like something that people might be interested in, a sex button. Do you want to hear the ad for this? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Danny and I already have one of these. I have one on my side of the bed, and he has one in Utah.
Well, let's see. Let's
so then we just get frustrated.
All right, let's explain what the sex button is. So these are for people that are in some sort of a romantic relationship, and yep. LoveSync is said that it will enhance your romance, increase sexual frequency, avoid awkward rejection, and improve romantic communication. And the way that LoveSync works, which has met its goal of $7,500 to develop it. It currently has 214 backers at $9,671. So the way that it works is two buttons, which are set up. And if either partner in the relationship would like to have some sort of sexual contact, you push the button and you turn it green, and then
does
that how it works?
You push the button, it does show you the green, but then it turns off, so your partner can't see that you've pushed your button.
So then your partner then, if they want
their own button
contact,
on their side,
they push their button, and then
if both are pushed, then it swirls with lights and you know that it's go time. So if neither, so you push yours once and it flashes green real quick with like a circle thing that shows that it's on for 15 minutes. You push it again, it's on for half an hour. You push it again, it's on for like a couple hours, and you push it. And each time there's more green lines, but they immediately turn off the second you push the button. The idea is that you push the button. If they also push the button, then you know that you're both ready to go. And this avoids spousal rejection or awkward moments where one of you is in the mood and one of you is not. Like, let's say like Liz is ready to go and Danny just took a monstrous diarrhea and has like, he knows that he didn't clean up fully. And so he comes out, she's ready, and she's like, I'm feeling so sexy. And Danny's like,
I just took a big dump, babe. Yeah, I need a break. I'm all sweaty.
I've already been aroused heavily by the dump.
Now,
as soon as so he knows that he's not ready. So instead of having a conversation about why and where's and how's and when's, this is for people who don't communicate that.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly. Mm. Which, by the way, if you have to have this button, that says a lot about your relationship.
Yes. So each partner has a button on their side of the bed and is attached to a USB outlet. And then you push the button. Is it true that when one of the partners repeatedly pushes the button and the other person doesn't, they hear this sound? Is that possible?
I think you can get, that's an upgrade.
Yeah, exactly. That's for the people who first get in on this Kickstarter. They
get
that's
the
feature.
First reward is they get the sad trombone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
Danny, was that a trombone or a baritone?
This is
a
trombone.
It's hard to say.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a trombone.
So, is this maybe for a couple that's like, okay, let's never talk about this, but I also don't want to be rejected.
This might be for people who have sex with clothing on, all their clothes.
Or just like the sex hole in the sheet.
I don't know.
It sounds like Tyson might be keep his butt near the toilet.
Yeah. It's true. You have to, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I guess you just got to keep pushing the button every day and hope that then it lights up.
This sounds kind of sad.
Yeah.
I don't like this idea.
My wife, if she cut the wire on hers.
Yeah. Yours is broken.
Honey, can you just check? I think that yours is broken.
Yeah. Or what if you push hers discreetly and then go push yours? You're like, oh, it's time. That was the pact we made when we first joined this Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's a little bit like being on a flight, like the flight attendant call button, like boom.
Yeah. Like I don't think this is necessarily bad.
Maybe this is all you trying to train your partner to respond to the light, like the dog, you know, to the bell.
Pavlov's dog.
Like, yeah, exactly. You're like, bing. And then eventually you've got them so hooked up to the light that
they immediately climax.
They're not responding to anything. It's like it's like a silent auction.
Yeah. Once they're both pushed, then that's when fireworks happen.
Yeah.
I don't like this idea, guys.
I don't mind it.
It's like launching a nuclear sub.
Both of them need to put in the key and turn it at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I guess is what it's already like, but I mean...
That's exactly what it's already like.
But I feel like that this is like a very like a subtle of...
Like Rob, let's go back to the time when you told Nicole she had bad breath.
Okay.
And let's say she pushes the thing... And then she turns over to you and breathes in your face, and you get to just not push the thing.
I don't know. What happens when both people have pushed the button? Is it just lights up?
Both of you are in the mood. So
it lights up and all the lights in your house start to turn down because you should really hook this up to your smart things.
And Boys to Men starts playing in the background.
Yeah, exactly. Hook it up to your Sonos and your lighting system so that when both are pushed simultaneously, it just automatically goes into romantic mode.
And it locks the kids' doors from the outside.
It's a panic room.
That would be a good add-on. Yeah, turns down the lights, starts romantic music, locks all the doors. So wherever the kids are, they're frozen. Maybe
it puts
out a juice box.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you wanna hook up the love sync to like your Alexa smart home.
To your smart home. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Valentine's Day special, $45 or more. You get 1 day, 40% off on a love sync.
Because if you have kids, the benefit from this is if you both push the button, you really need some kind of sleeping gas to go out and knock your kids down.
Mm-hmm. I think a cryogenic freezing is probably healthier.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, that's what you need because you might hit these buttons simultaneously, but that doesn't mean your kids aren't going to bug you.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think of this graph of they've sort of charted your partner's desire level and your desire level.
I saw this. It looks like something, a PowerPoint presentation that a college student would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't need this to understand anything that they were describing.
So when either partner has no desire, no sex happens.
Right.
But when both
when one partner has no desire, also no sex happens. But when both partners have desire and they voice their desire or push the button, sex happens.
Okay.
As long as there's no kids asking for juice.
Well, then I doubt your desire's there currently. Are you all horned up as you're like cleaning juice up and like getting vomited on your face from your youngest? And then, come on,
no,
Danny.
No, that's
all right.
True.
So that's the love sync. The love sync device. Okay. All right. Sad story this week. Danny, had you followed the saga of the Mars rover?
Yeah. It's going to
this
sleep.
This is sad.
Putting it down.
Sad story.
Yeah.
Okay. The Mars rover. People were really bummed out about the Mars rover.
Dude, the whole story. So this Mars rover, and this is why they're bummed, Rob. This Mars rover was placed on the planet how many years ago? 15 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was intended to last 3 months. It lasted 15 years, dude. So at some point, if you started and you were part of the initial launch of that thing, and then you're like, oh, it went past 3 months. Well, that's pretty good. It went a year. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
It went 5 years, 10 years. This thing is never going to die. It's part of me now. I've embedded it in my heart and in my mind. I've got the cat pee of whatever Mars rovers are in my brain.
Robot pee.
And robot pee, and I love this guy. And it's become a constant to these people.
Some kids have lived a life that they've known a Mars with only a rover.
Yeah, I've never known a non-rover
Mars.
Yes, a lot of 12-year-olds are saying that to themselves right now. But it's like, let's say you have a car since your first car, and you have it for 20 years, and all of a sudden it's gone. Then that's a sad moment for some of those people. So I totally understand this. Like, they had like a real service, a moment of silence for it at NASA. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't think this is. And also, I mean, robots, it's the day and age where you have to pay your respects to these robots or they will come back. Like, you don't think that there's a morsel of sentience still inside that machine that is creating a new machine from the ashes and rubble of that machine to come back to either haunt or help us, depending on how much we mourn its current death.
Is Opportunity, the Mars rover, gone forever, Danny? I mean, couldn't theoretically we have a rescue mission?
My guess would be that at some point in the future, this rover will be in a museum.
I mean, why the museum? Why can't we just get a new battery in this thing?
They're sending up new rovers.
I think it will be honored. We'll collect it when we start sending people there. And at some point, you'll be able to see this thing either on a museum in Mars or on Earth. And it will be honored.
No, boot it back up.
No.
It could work. They said that it was like the craziest storm.
Yeah.
And so they thought that maybe it just had lost power because there had been no sunlight on it for weeks and weeks or months or something. And then when they kept sending it signals, so they said it could have just like its whole schedule could have just been thrown off because it wasn't getting the solar powers weren't powering or weren't collecting power.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be something as simple as that and just booting it back up. But I also read the article and they were like, it went a record breaking number of distances. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this thing like probably circumnavigated Mars 500 times. No, 28 miles over 15 years. Danny does 28 miles of skiing twice a day.
This is like the Toyota Hilux of Mars rovers. Just won't give up.
It's a sad story also that Opportunity landed in 2004. And it was also a twin. It had a twin robot.
On the other side of Mars.
Spirit, who...
Too bad it can't cannibalize the other rover to survive.
Yeah. Oh, they should meet
Spirit
up.
Spirit did not make it. So it had a twin, a sibling that died.
Yeah, but it died like 7 years ago. So even that one outlived its 3-month lifespan by 6.5 years.
Yeah. People are very sad about this. Does it have to do with the Mars rover's final words, Tyson, to NASA?
Which were, I am in the mood. Are you?
No,
there was a button.
It did not say that. There was no love sync button was not invented.
Oh, okay. What were its final words to NASA?
Danny, didn't it say that it's getting dark and my battery is low?
I was going to make up something like so lonely and cold, but it sounds like it really did say something similar
yearning
to that anyway.
For companionship.
Yeah. I want to get the exact quote right, but I'm pretty sure that was the lad. And people are like gutted over this.
No, while I don't feel the same way, I can definitely sympathize or empathize, whichever one is the correct usage in this moment, with those people.
Yeah,
it's like the ball, Tom Hanks' ball, when he's stuck on that island in that movie, you know? It's all you've got out there.
Yeah, my battery is low and it's getting dark.
That is sad. Honestly, if you were like Tyson...
And that's a mood for 2019.
Yeah. If you were like Tyson, do you think you could cry about that if we gave you 2 minutes to do it? I for sure
Tyson could work up the tears. That's good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was the last message that we got from Opportunity.
Rest in peace, Opportunity.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
We love you, man.
Do you any other things that we could do to honor
Opportunity? Maybe you could do a little bit of your mouth trumpet.
Yeah, let's do a little mouth trumpet.
I feel like people are really sad. It's poor taste. It's poor taste for Opportunity.
All right. I thought you could do a good mouth trumpet that was sad and could play us off.
We can, but it would be mocking sad, and people are too bummed out. We're already pushing it with all the cat pee stuff today, Tyson. I don't want
to. I'm already. I'm bummed out too, Rob.
Yeah.
Not to the extent that some people are, but it's incredible that it lasted so long past its 3-month life expectancy.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for Mars Rover Opportunity for everything you taught us about Mars.
And let's make a pact right now, guys. If any of us have another child, Opportunity will be.
Look, and if we could make the trade right now, I think all three of us would say, send Matt Damon back to Mars and bring the Mars Rover home. Opportunity.
I thought you were going to say, God, why not us?
Send.
I would not do that trade. If like God's like, okay, that's I'll put you on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what if it was for Matt Damon? What if we were like, let's send.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's fine. Okay. I'd definitely trade Matt Damon for Opportunity.
Yes. Bring opportunity home. Yeah. Okay. All right. Have you followed this story, Danny, about the conspiracy theory about Chuck E. Cheese?
I looked at the pictures several times and tried to come to a conclusion myself.
Yes.
And
inconclusive.
Inconclusive.
You're saying it could be or it could also not be?
Yeah, exactly. They do look misshapen and a little bit wonky, but I don't know if that's an indication of reusing onion pizza.
Okay, so let me just give some backstory on this. So famous YouTuber Shane Dawson, full disclosure, has been a guest on this very podcast, not News AF, but is a big, big brother fan. Talked to Shane Dawson a few times over the years, and he loves Big Brother. He's huge on YouTube,
like
has
Survivor.
Been for like 7 years, and he made a new series of videos talking about conspiracies, maybe what was inspired by the recent Conspirapod on Robin's podcast with Antonio Mazzaro. And he talked about his conspiracy theory that Chuck E. Cheese is taking all the old slices of pizza and then reserving them as new pizza to people.
We should have him check out that conspiracy about, was it out in the steakhouse?
Outback, when the five Outbacks were all in the shape of a pentagram on the map.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, to support this theory, I will say once I went to a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, and I watched them take salsa from the table after the people had left, go back to the back and dump it into a salsa container that then they use to fill up salsa on other tables.
I'm sure anybody who's worked in a restaurant
knows that something similar has happened.
A dozen horror stories worse than that.
So it's not outside the realm of possibility, but it seems like a hard trick to pull off.
Yeah. I mean, is this, I mean, you're at Chuck E. Cheese.
Why are you there, first of all? Right. I thought they all closed down.
I don't know. Tyson, even if it was true, and Shane Dawson said, look, this was just this wasn't an expose. This was his theory.
You can't voice that on a platform like that. That's garbage.
So you say Shane Dawson's in the wrong.
100% in the wrong without any solid proof or evidence. That's not something with someone who has 8 million followers on Twitter should be sharing with everybody. I think you lawyer up as Showbiz Pizza and go after Shane Dawson.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he says right here, he's claiming to his, 20 million subscribers
it's
real,
BS.
Which is a risky position to take.
That's how you destroy a company based on nothing other than speculation, personal speculation.
The problem is, how do you take all of these random slices, right, put them together? And again, without tasting or touching the pizza, it's hard for me to say, but how do you take all these things that have been cooling at different temperatures, sitting out for different lengths of time? Maybe they had to cook some of the pizza fresh and make a Franken pizza with any kind of continuity. You know, it would be too obvious if they were repurposing old pizza.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Well, let me just...
Like what? They're like, we finally have enough slices to fashion a Frankenstein pepperoni.
Yeah.
But let me just ask the question here, because I want to make sure I understand what is the problem here is it a sanitary issue? Why? But if the pizza has
definitely
touched,
a sanitary issue.
You don't can't, what? You
Rob, what are you talking about? What's the problem here?
By law, you can't even set a dish in front of somebody if it's the wrong dish and then pick it up from their face and go give it to the table that it's correct. Like, you need to toss that out.
What?
Because the other person's breathed on it. The other
person
may have...
People are dying of hunger.
Saliva can be coming out your mouth while you're talking. Flecks of spit. You can touch it. Like, you can't. That's incorrect. And Chuck E. Cheese, of all places. Like, you got those kids, like, manhandling all the toys and stuff and then coming and touching the pizza.
My wife doesn't even want my kids to go to Chuck E. Cheese to not even eat. She doesn't even want them touching anything in there.
There you go. But now she's definitely not stepped foot in because Shane Dawson is making claims that he cannot... proof.
He needs to get employees on the record admitting to it. That's the evidence
he
needs.
We need like the silhouette person of like, I worked at Chuck E. Cheese for 19 years.
This casual observation is not enough.
This is how these people get this many followers. This is because they say something crazy that they have no proof and then all of a sudden everybody's like, okay, I'll follow them. Like, we've had national catastrophes based off of some doofus online saying something that wasn't true.
Mm-hmm. Now, the what I think Chuck E. Cheese should do to counter this is you can put the name of your ex on any of their pizzas.
Okay. And
I think that's how you counteract.
We have enough Natalie pepperonis now to build a Franken pizza out of that says Natalie
and pepperonis. Shane Dawson on the name of all the pizza that they're throwing away.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the Chuck E. Cheese could do something with this.
Yeah.
Now, it does say it's a satirical video, if I'm saying that word
satirical.
Right.
Satirical.
Satirical, thank you.
It does say that, and also he does state that he has no proof. But still, when you have that many followers, I think you go to Chuck E. Cheese and you say, hey, this is... there's got to be a better way. You have to find some proof. Even if one employee says, yeah, I've done that, that's enough proof to then... put the video out.
Yeah, because 20 million people, out of that 20 million, how many people are going to get the joke? And I mean, they're going to turn around and propagate it. It's just not a good thing to do if you have that much power.
Yes. But it's a misuse of power.
I'm just saying devil's advocate here, but I mean, Shane Dawson is a person who's a comedian on the internet. He's not an investigative journalist. If it's a satirical video, I mean...
Well, how hilarious is he?
Yeah, that's the problem. None of us have seen the video.
Yeah.
It's really hard to judge what's...
It's like an hour and a half long.
I'm not giving him numbers.
Whoa, it's an hour and a half long?
Yes.
People are watching an hour and a half of footage from him eating at Chuck E. Cheese. What are we doing wrong in our lives?
How do you feel an hour and a half? I mean, is it a bunch of conspiracies or is the hour and a half devoted just to the Chuck E. Cheese?
I think he's
conspiracy.
Trying to kidnap kids, too. Yeah. We put some stuff out there, too. We put some info out there, too. He's kidnapping kids at Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, Ty, so you just committed his crime.
That's the thing. That's what I'm proving right there.
Like, I don't think that this was presented as like a 2020 on your side investigates Chuck E. Cheese. What's really going on there?
It's tough because you get one crazy person who's like, I know how to get to Chuck E. Cheese corporate. And if they're doing this, that's a problem. I'm going to take it upon myself as a vigilante to go in there and make things right.
So here's another possibility. He could be right. No, he could be right. About one thing. He could be right that they have a bunch of pizzas in the back. And when you ask for a mixed up pizza, they just cut them out of a bunch of pizzas and heat them all together. So if it's misshapen, it's because they had them cooled in the back, you know, prepared in the back. And then they just heat them all together. So it looks like individual slices.
Corporate said what's going on is that they make all the dough fresh every day.
I don't believe. That's the real conspiracy.
Okay, now you're putting stuff out there that you have no proof.
Yeah, that's half my life is putting out my wild hairbrained theories.
We put out a lot of stuff on this show that we have no proof of. Like, let's not hold Shane Dawson to a standard that we don't hold ourselves.
Well, whatever. So,
I mean, technically, I mean, if you want to be real literal about it, we do talk a lot about conspiracies and we are on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. So we're guilty.
But we don't have the same amount of responsibility.
The conspiracies. We just talk about if they're in the news,
right? Okay.
And if we believe them,
like this one here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one. So Chuck E. Cheese's stance was: we make all our pizzas by hand every day, and so they're not perfect in shape. by any stretch of the word. And that's what you're getting.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens
here. I mean, if we want to be fair to Shane here, Chuck E. Cheese wasn't doing great anyways.
This is the best thing to happen to Chuck E. Cheese.
Now people are going in to see if they can catch him red-handed.
Yes.
I'm ordering 14 pizzas. I want them all mixed. And then they bring in like the core thermometers that they put in each slice to see if each slice is exactly the same temperature.
Nobody is going to Chuck E. Cheese for the artisan pizza. Yeah.
No. I went to Chuck E.
Cheese.
You go
for the animatronics.
Oh, dude, for the animatronics for sure. Mm-hmm. On a Halloween, nothing's creepier than those Schwabisk animatronics.
They should make Shane Dawson the CEO of Chuck E. Cheese.
You think so? Use his power for good, for the good of the company?
Yeah, bring him in. It's like Shane Dawson, brought light to our pizza was not appetizing to people, but now with the help of Shane, we're rebranding.
We've turned things around.
We're blowing the whole thing up.
Not bad. Not a bad idea. He has to change his name to Chuck.
Chuck Dawson.
That's part of the deal. I like that.
Okay. All right, let's get into it. We got another story that Tyson is pretty high on about Jose Canseco, who I feel like not the first time we're talking about Mr. Canseco here on
And it won't
the
be the last.
News AF. And another thing, I love when two News AF stories get married together. He will take you on to go looking for something else that we talk about frequently on News AF. Bigfoot. Hunt for Bigfoot with Jose Canseco. What's the price? $30 million? No. Five grand.
Bring me in, Jose. We've got a sighting just 3 miles.
Yes.
No, I'm in.
Jose.
I'm in too. I'm not paying him $5,000, but I will definitely.
Could we split it three ways? I mean, I think I'd probably be in for, what is it, like $1,600 each?
Okay.
Yeah.
$1,670 each.
Yeah, and he says he has a design. Food will be provided. Mm-hmm. It's in Las Vegas. We can all drive there.
Okay.
And it's in a custom RV. And not only are you going to see Bigfoot, you're going to also see aliens.
Now, when he says proven Bigfoot habitat, that's what he's guaranteeing. He's going to take you to proven Bigfoot habitat. Where is that? Because, you know, Oregon and Washington is kind of the place that everybody agrees Bigfoot most likely exists.
Okay. Yeah, but also you got the skunk ape down in the south, which is related. You got the Sasquatch, which is up in Canada. It's like the puma or the coyote. They're everywhere. They're just under a little bit different name.
Yeah, so Jose Canseco has taken to Twitter to advertise this. He says, go on a Bigfoot and alien excursion with Jose Canseco. So you're looking for Bigfoot and aliens?
You're going to find them both at the same place. It's a meeting of the minds.
Mm-hmm. Contact Skywalker Morgan Ranch. Management. He gives the phone number. It would be great if somebody could call up and see what the details are and then post.
Somebody already called it. Okay. In this story, if you keep reading, it's a voice message. You leave a message, and it plays a thing that's like, you've reached this. If you want to do this with Jose Canseco, then please leave a message. Serious inquiries only.
Hmm. Yeah, it says, Oompa Loompas ain't got nothing on Bigfoot. Travel in his custom RV to authentic alien sightings and proven Bigfoot habitats. Camp out in the wild. Tell stories and maybe meet a real Bigfoot. You never know what's going to happen with Mr. Canseco. That's true. Food included. Only serious inquiries, please.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, I'd be a little concerned for our safety, but Jose Canseco's been on TV enough times. He's not going to.
I don't know. This is like the Fire Festival meets the Blair Witch Project. You're just like left with Jose Canseco driving around.
Oh my gosh. I would love to see that movie.
Jose Canseco is going to take you to go look for aliens and Bigfoot. I'm starting to think that maybe Major League Baseball players weren't doing a lot of steroids. Jose Canseco does not seem to be a reliable source for anything.
Nothing at all.
I'm starting to think maybe some of these baseball players got wrongfully accused.
Listen to this last line. The last line of this article says, in November 2014, Jose Canseco falsely claimed that his middle finger had come off during a poker game. What kind of story is that? Like, is that a Did he really say that? I don't even understand. Like, why did it come off?
God,
does he have leprosy? What is going on?
Hey, look, everybody, look, my middle fingers are, and he's like stealing chips from like somebody else.
Oh, I'm in. I wish I had $5,000 to burn. Because I would love to go out and film this. This would be a very interesting weekend.
Mm-hmm. Bigfoot and aliens. I mean, imagine you hit the Daily Double, Tyson.
Man, it would be so crazy.
Do we want First Contact to be with Jose Canseco and five people who paid $5,000 to be with him? Mm-hmm. Could you imagine what aliens would think of us if that was the first contact they had?
No, we want that. But
we do want
it
that.
Sounds like he's had plenty of contact. So Jose Canseco's already the patient zero when it comes to alien and Bigfoot contact, as far as we know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they already have this expectation of humans.
Mm.
I am telling you right now, I'm putting it out there to Jose. I kind of tweeted at him already. I will join this excursion free of charge with my celebrity status backing him. And that's what he gets.
I will document it free of charge. I'm offering my video and video editing services, Tyson. So just tell him.
Rob, what? Oh, he's also, I saw on his Twitter, he's looking for someone who can create, someone with some technical abilities to create a YouTube show in Vegas with him. You should do that, Danny.
Yeah. Danny, could you bring your drones to get the clear, unblurry Bigfoot footage
that you've been clamoring for?
Yeah, no kidding.
And
you
then set them as
the
a target
day.
Where the drones follow them wherever they go so we can find the den of Sasquatch. Maybe we find ground zero where all the Sasquatches come
stumbling
from
on a giant
cave.
Sasquatch orgy in the forest.
Yeah.
Capturing that with your drone.
Is it possible that Bigfoot has some sort of a love sync button where lots of people want to see Bigfoot, but Bigfoot hasn't pushed his button and he does not want to be seen yet?
No, I think that's all pretty much basically.
You know what? That's a good idea, Rob. Just put a giant button out in the forest for Sasquatch.
Do you think that he has push can comprehend even what the button would be?
Oh, he's been around for a long time. I'm sure he can read enough and understand enough to.
You think he taught himself to read?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Or at least sign language.
Or he kidnapped somebody who then taught him to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he finally read How to Cook Humans.
Is it possible that Bigfoot can be enticed with Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
I don't know.
I mean, if we're saying Sasquatch can read, I'm going to say until maybe a week ago, Sasquatch would be in on the Chuck E. Cheese pizza. But now,
would Bigfoot rather eat a Chuck E. Cheese pizza or a cockroach, Tyson?
Cockroach.
Okay,
I'm going to go with the pizza.
Yeah,
look,
you're
the
right.
The guy burns so many calories just walking around like that. He's got a huge stride. We know
and
that
they
much.
Probably eat cockroaches on the daily, so pizza would be a nice treat. Mm-hmm. Especially one that's warm. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or not. It's warm, and that's all that matters to a Sasquatch.
Okay. All right. Danny, is it time to talk about what is going on in your bolt hole?
Yeah, lure us in, Danny.
Guide me with that music.
Okay. I know we've gone long. Do we have time for the music today?
Don't do this. Don't.
We're going to find a new approach.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to feel you belong. A nocturnal emission.
Oh, yeah.
Could they send Canseco to go fix the Mars rover?
So... yeah, that's why I'm going to talk a little bit. I'm going to find and repurpose the Mars rover here with this story.
I mean, maybe if he's got connections with aliens, I feel like that they could probably fix it in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, they could definitely help him. He knows a lot about time travel, too. Why doesn't he just like go through the space-time continuum to Mars, fix it while holding his breath because he's only going to be there for a short amount of time,
mm-hmm.
and then use the space-time continuum. You know, time is linear. It folds on itself. You go through the wormhole. It's not a rocket science. Come on.
So, guys.
Yes.
Would steroids fix the Mars rover?
Possibly.
Yeah, can we?
I can fix it in 3 seconds. Just need steroids.
Yeah.
Guys, back in 1990s.
Mm-hmm. The good old days.
Yeah. Congress ordered NASA to locate all the dangerous asteroids in the solar system
mm-hmm.
and to catalog their orbits. because as we know,
how much did that cost us as taxpayers?
It doesn't matter. It's well worth the money because these pose existential threats to the Earth, certain asteroids.
Well, is there anything we can do about them if they do pose a threat?
Okay, that's where I'm getting. So they have cataloged 90% of asteroids 460 feet or bigger.
Well, that's pretty good.
And yeah, they predict that 25,000 of them are hurtling through the solar system. And the goal is to kind of keep an eye on them because they can calculate out, you know, decades out what their orbits are going to be. And every now and then we have one that gets a little too close for comfort, and you'll see that in the news. But they've tried to come up with a plan to divert an asteroid should it be heading straight for Earth. Now, I thought a glorious way for opportunity to go out. What if there is an asteroid hurtling towards Earth and danger and destruction is imminent? What if it uses its last burst of power to somehow lead the orbit of Mars and redirect that asteroid? I think that'd be a glorious ending for opportunity.
Yeah, but it's not in orbit.
No, it's not. This is just a fantasy, an opportunity. Everybody's having, when opportunity died, they're all having these fantasies of how they'd like to see the end of opportunity go.
Yeah, but you know that's not how it ends, because in the Bible it doesn't say that that's how it's going to go.
Okay, so for Tyson, who goes off of Bible science, but for the rest of us, the NASA's trying to come up with an idea, and one way is to nuke it, right? That's just the blow the shit out of that asteroid, but then that creates lots of little asteroids.
Which aren't as dangerous as one big asteroid,
but could be still pretty dangerous. Yeah, I mean, even a little asteroid coming in and making contact.
But how do you get
contact?
Bruce Willis on an asteroid?
He's going to be long gone by the
time. Listen to this.
Go on.
What if the asteroid knocks us just off course enough to counterbalance the climate change that we've been having over whatever amount of time?
Oh, well, so,
an asteroid that could do that is going to cause such environmental damage, it wouldn't even matter.
What if the giant asteroid hit the sun and just knocked it a little further away?
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. So NASA's come up with another plan. They've built...
Well, why are you saying all of this isn't going to happen, but this NASA plan is?
Why don't we direct all the asteroids to hit the sun and just sort of like, you know, if you're doing like a pool shot and just sort of like nick one of the balls a little bit.
That's what they're trying to do.
A little further away.
They've built what they're calling the DART spacecraft. It's the size of a Honda Civic. And in 2021, they're going to launch it and try to nudge an asteroid, just to see if it'll work.
Oh, boy.
What if they nudge it, and it nudges it on course for the Earth in, like, 30 years?
This is the problem with playing with celestial objects, is that if you make mistakes, it could be catastrophic. Like, the idea of mining an asteroid is very appealing. I've seen how much we could, you know, how much metal we could get out of one asteroid, and they said it would basically destroy the economy if we had a good way of getting it up and down. Hmm. I mean, there's so much material on these asteroids.
Well,
but the
why
problem
don't
is,
we
go on
start a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe to get
because
this
do you want people bringing in Earth destroying asteroids into our orbit? Because if
I
they
do.
Can be nudged into orbit, they can also be nudged onto Earth.
Multi-billionaires.
Yeah, you'd be a multi-trillionaire if you could harvest some of these asteroids.
Well, then I don't know why you're so anti being a trillionaire.
Because once we start nudging these things and we learn how to direct them, I mean, eventually, as being human, we all try to figure out how to weaponize things.
Hmm.
But
I haven't.
You haven't specifically, but that's because you don't have enough power. Once you get up there, you got to figure out how to turn everything
into a weapon. You're saying if I win the lotto, it's all about weaponization from here on out?
So this is just something to think about during this Valentine's Day. Maybe we should put names of your exes on asteroids and nudge those into the sun using the DART program.
If, you know, the like... What great revenge it would be to have your ex's name on some sort of Earth-killing asteroid of that, like, okay, you know, here's the Earth-killing asteroid, Harvey Thompson.
Because that'll be in the history books.
Yeah.
If books continue after
if they
strikes.
Can get a book written right at the point of it hitting. The other thing, too, is why don't we nudge an asteroid into Mars, knock Mars a little bit closer to the Earth,
so we can get the rover back.
We can get the rover back and also make the planet habitable for for
maybe
humans.
Give it a moon. Hmm. Now Mars gets hit all the time. I think the moon still gets hit. Other planets are getting hit. I think a huge one went into Jupiter a while back.
Are we just lucky?
But yeah, so far we're lucky. That's why they're tracking all of these things, because eventually every couple millions of years, a big one comes. And if it strikes us now, it would be catastrophic.
Okay.
So you got to have something in place to redirect this asteroid. And right now they're doing that with the DART. So they're on it, guys. Don't stress about it. There's a lot of things to stress about in this day and age, like whether or not the Chuck E. Cheese pizza is just being reheated. This is one thing you don't need to worry about.
Okay.
Well, if it's called the DART, and why didn't you compare it to the size of a Gremlin DART or whatever
Dodge
that car
DART,
is?
Yeah.
Dodge DART instead
they missed
of the
an
size
opportunity
of a Honda
there.
Civic.
Yeah.
It's the exact size of a Dodge DART. We call it a DART.
Is it like the Civic Coupe or the sedan?
Yeah,
that's a good question. They don't offer that specific. Maybe they're keeping that top secret.
Yeah, they don't want Russia to get their hands on this asteroid.
But they're going to get that DART
sleeker.
Does it have a bulldozer front on it and a tank gun?
That would be rad if it did. I don't think that it's going to. They're going to get it up to 15,000 miles an hour. That's how fast the Honda Civic's going to be going.
Just with those scooper wheels mileage. That catch air. It's just like wheels with like shovels on it, so it scoops air and swims through.
It doesn't have to swim through anything in space, Tyson.
Okay.
It doesn't
but it has to get going, and then momentum continues forever and ever.
Mm, that's right.
Once it pushes an asteroid, is it done? It like crashes into one and diverts it, or is it like a shovel scoop where it's just like push, 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 and we can use it for infinite amount of time?
That's a good question, because they say nudge. Nudge kind of indicates that they're just going to move it up alongside and redirect. But then in some of the, it does talk about crashing it as well, like kind of smashing it into it. So I don't know.
I mean, if you're trying to move an asteroid like 10 times the size of Earth, I think you're going to have to
10 times the size
hard.
Of Earth?
I don't know how big asteroids are.
That kind of asteroid, it's
would be
destroying
a planet.
Everything. And it's going to suck us with its gravity.
To the sun. To knock it the sun a little further out.
And then the sun will burn it up before it does too much damage.
Okay. You guys, sounds like you guys have got the plan for an asteroid the size of a planet.
We'll work on it.
No, 10 times the size of a planet. Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go from Honda Civic talk to one more automotive related story, because Adam in the chat is requesting that we discuss it. We had this on the back burner last week and we didn't get to it, but the saga of the Ass Man continues. The Saskatchewan Ass Man. Don't know if our own Scott St. Pierre knows of this man, but the Ass Man comes from a long line of ass mans his grandfather, I believe, was on with David Letterman in the 90s. And
wow.
So the Ass Man, much like Cosmo Kramer, wanted to get the license plate Ass Man.
Because what kind of ass man was he?
That's
what's
his
job? Why?
He's not, oh, his he's name's... not a nickname. His nickname, his last name is literally Ass Man.
Okay, so he wanted to get the vanity plates. They said no.
He was not allowed. That the province of Saskatchewan was not going to give him the Ass Man.
Is it governed by
plate.
Quakers?
I'm not sure. So he wanted the Ass Man license plate. He could not get it. It was worldwide news that he could not get the Ass Man license plate. But now he has gone ahead and gone to the next logical step and gotten the Ass Man just across the back
painted.
Of his
mystery machine. Yeah. The Ass Man mystery machine.
The bed of his pickup truck. Yeah.
Oh, it's this pickup truck.
Yes. So now more people have seen the word Ass Man by a multiplication of like a million.
Does he
than ever would have if they had just let him have
Assman?
The plates. Yeah,
it's probably pronounced Assman. The other thing too is like, where did this name originate? Like in Germany, where they like this guy just like shepherds
tended
donkeys.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna call him Ass Man.
They pronounce it
and
Assman.
Arsman.
That sounds German, kind of.
Yeah.
Oshman.
Mm-hmm.
It's Oshman.
Oshman? It says in this article that Dave Osman is it's how it's pronounced.
Okay. Osman. Okay. Yeah. Well, I like his play here. I mean, with a last name like that, you either get destroyed by it and let it ruin your life.
You own it.
Or fully embrace it. It.
Like and, the asteroid.
Yes.
Like the like the asteroid.
And people love it and respect you for it, and the whole world gets behind you. And that's exactly what this man did. He's a modern day hero. And he's a, I mean, he may go Ken Burns on us and they may dig up some old Reddit history.
Yeah, he probably
him,
will.
But currently, he's a modern day he's the hero of the week until next week when the internet tears
there.
Him down.
That's Ken Bone, not Ken Burns. Ken Burns is the documentary filmmaker.
Maker, yeah.
They haven't found anything on Burns yet.
But you know, Assman, I expect to see him on the speaker
like
circuit, maybe giving the commencement speech at Harvard. I mean, these are the jobs that he should fall into.
Currently.
Yeah.
Until that time when his Reddit history from 19 years ago is dug up.
And his whole thing will be about embracing or turning your weaknesses into strengths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what you got to do. That's what you got, and that's where that's what like what Chuck E. Cheese should do.
I know.
Yeah, they're recycle, reuse. They're going after the whole environmental thing. Like, hey, why would we waste food?
How would they do that though? We squirt every slice with hand sanitizer, which evaporates off of the pizza by the time we serve
it. At a certain temperature, Tyson.
Temperature, exactly.
The pizza, does the does bacteria?
Yes.
If Chuck E. Cheese is high. Where hi, I'm Shane Dawson, CEO of Chuck E. Cheese. And at Chuck E. Cheese, we believe in not wasting food. And that's why no slice of pizza ever gets wasted at Chuck E. Cheese. As long as nobody has bitten it, we will serve that to a new hungry kid. They don't
and
care.
Then,
they're covered in germs anyway, these kids.
This
then
is
they
good for their
in,
immune
I'm
system,
John
actually.
Assman, and I support this message.
Dave
they tie in these two things. Or whatever his
Dave
name
Osman.
Is.
And I'm Shane, now Chuck Dawson.
Chuck Dawson. Yes. And I'm lugging around all of this unused pizza from Chuck E. Cheese to Chuck E. Cheese in the Osman mobile.
Join me.
Who are too scared to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Join me and Jose Canseco as we feed the Sasquatch population with the help of David Assman in his brand new in his new truck. Tie them all together in a Super News AF.
The followed episode. Closely by the Honda Civic Asteroid Pusher.
The Mars rover couldn't make it. They can only
as
go
we
20
send,
miles. But
as we send Chuck E. Cheese pizza to Mars in honor of the Opportunity rover.
Dude, I can't believe we went so full circle with
happy
that.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah,
happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
That's our gift to you.
There you go. All right. Well, I don't know if we're going to top that.
No.
Pretty good.
Possible.
Pretty good.
Thanks, Danny.
All right. Good work, Danny. All right. So that'll do it for us, of course. We'll be back, I think, on Tuesday this upcoming week. So look for us on our regular Tuesday time slot here on News AF. Tyson, anything else going on?
No, that's all. Okay. I mean, I could probably come up with something, but I don't think we can top what Danny just did with his bowl hole.
Beautiful.
Like
it was beautiful.
Parlor trick that's just like unbeatable.
Okay. Yeah. Danny, I wish you and Liz a very happy Valentine's Day.
It won't be. There'll be an argument at some point today.
Good. Will you document that live?
No, because that would only make it that much worse.
Yeah.
Then I might find my name on a cockroach if I do that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a little annoyed at my house that my wife is wanting to, you know, it's Valentine's Day and somehow my kids are being celebrated. I don't really understand what's going on here. My wife is like, let's take the boys out to dinner tonight. Like, why? What did they do? She's like, you know, it's Valentine's Day and I want to do something nice for them. What? What? We're taking them out for pizza, and I'm saying let's downgrade to Chuck E. Cheese. Why are my kids being celebrated on Valentine's Day? She's like, well, I'm their mom, and I'm their Valentine. Like, wow. Excuse I'm sorry, me?
Did you say excuse me? And then be like, Wayne's World.
I don't understand this. Another holiday where we're celebrating my kids?
Yeah.
It's not enough nonstop. That every other holiday is all about them?
Yeah, but for me, we're doing the same thing. But I'm like, yeah, at least that's a thing. Otherwise, we would be doing nothing.
I don't know. That they don't care.
What did you do before kids?
I don't remember.
There was no time before kids.
Yeah, but what did you remember. Do for Valentine's before kids?
I don't remember. I think I just pushed my sink button and waited patiently.
All day long.
Just sat there watching.
Sat alone in the dark.
Still, like, pretty good day.
I think that, like the I think that my, the last message I remember was, my battery is getting low and it's dark. Is anybody going to push the dark. Button? Yeah. Okay. All right. Great job, everybody. Thank you so much. Thanks, Scott St. Pierre, for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Special thanks to our friends over at True Car for sponsoring this episode of Rob's Podcast. Every car comes with its share of stories, that ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up your first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer long. While you can't put a price tag on your stories now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Then just answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you'll know how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a True Cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True Cash offer not available in all areas.